God and Caesar, church and states, the reign of God and civil society, complicated relationships. And what may have surprised his interrogators today, Jesus recognizes the necessity of contributing to the well-being of the state and acknowledges legitimate civil authority. Although servant of God Dorothy Day said that if we rendered unto God all the things that belong to God, there would be nothing left for Caesar. Jesus also clearly lays the groundwork for the separation of church and state. When the church allies itself with political entities, we find ourselves in a precarious position of owing those groups our allegiance. That's how politics works. You give me this, I'll give you that. With his measured response, Jesus steers us clear of that trap. The coin bears the emperor's image, while we are marked with God's image. God has the primary claim on our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength. Given the current state of political discourse, we may want to walk away from it all. But it is crucial that faithful citizens engage in today's critical conversations. We must assess leaders by whether they protect or undermine the life, the dignity, and rights of the human person. We must measure policies to the degree they promote or fail to promote the common good. Our unique Catholic voice challenges both left and right ideologies. Too often those factions endorse self-interest above all else. Case in point, the U.S. Congress. Jim Wallace says, when the name of God is used to benefit the interests of those who are speaking, be careful. But when the voice of God is invoked on behalf of those who have no voice, it is time to listen. Lifting God's beloved poor will always follow for those who are first obedient to the one and only God, who in Isaiah's words